you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
And now?
This is all your fault. You got us into this.
Blow it out, you Gucci bag. Just sit down and cool it, huh? This is no big deal.
No big deal? We're locked up like common criminals, and you say it's no big deal? My life is ruined. They'll never let me set foot in Martha's Vineyard again.
My mom's gonna have a heart attack, a quadruple bypass. She'll be in intensive care for 12 years.
My parents are gonna disown me.
That little black kid? No, she ain't ours.
I've got to get out of here. I can't stand being closed in like this.
Let me out!
Blair, we've only been in here for 45 minutes.
Hi.
What are you in here for?
What's it to you?
Nothing, nothing. Just trying to be friendly.
If you gotta know, robbery and assault.
You hit somebody?
Yeah. Hey, I like that watch.
What watch?
I want it.
But,
get back the watch.
You talking to me, little girl?
Yeah, blimp. And if you don't give it back, you're gonna be wearing your face on the back of your head.
And you're gonna do it, huh?
What do you want me to move first? Your nose or your ears?
It ain't worth sweating over anyway. Not for this junk.
Junk? This watch happens to come from Tiffany's and cost $500.
You're brilliant, Blair. Just brilliant.
$500, huh?
You touch that watch and you're gonna be sweeping up your teeth with a broom.
Joe, thanks.
Just knock it off, okay?
All right, girls. Everybody out. As they say in prison circles, you're sprung.
Oh, God. Thank you, Mom.
Thanks, Sarah. Yeah.
I think you're supposed to stay.
You're lucky Mr. Harris was available to get you released. It's handy to have a headmaster who plays golf with a judge.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Is it locked real good?
Yes.
So long, turkey!
Thank you so much for getting us out of there, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Hold it! Before you thank me, I think you better sit down. I have a few things to say. First, the judge put all of you girls on probation for 6 months.
Probation? That's for criminals.
Exactly. You're also ex-Eastland girls.
Ex-Eastland girls? What do you mean?
Mr. Harris was furious. You were all expelled.
Expelled? My mother's a dead person. She'll never live through the first bypass.
Mrs. Garrett, this is our first offense. Don't we even get a chance to appeal?
I did a lot of appealing, and there is a way you can stay, but I don't know if you'll agree to the conditions.
Try us.
One, I would have to assume full responsibility for you girls. I had to promise Mr. Harris that.
That's fine. You're a wonderful friend.
Who can save your hides?
What are friends for?
Two, you wouldn't be living in the dorm anymore. You'd be across the hall from me so I can keep my eye on you.
We'll be living over the cafeteria?
It's not so bad. At least you'll be the first to know what the soup of the day is.
In other words, we ain't really free. We're just changing jails.
Well, I didn't say it was going to be laughs. Three, to pay for the damage to the van, you'll all have to work in the cafeteria till it's paid off.
That's not necessary, Mrs. Garrett. I'm sure my mother will pay whatever the cost.
Wrong. I spoke to your mother. I spoke to all your mothers and fathers.
I'm definitely up for adoption.
They all agreed with everything. I'm sure you'll be hearing from them soon.
Like a letter bomb.
We'll do whatever you ask, Mrs. Garrett. Right?
Right.
Right.
Hey, don't look at me. You guys are a trio, not a quartet.
You really don't care about anybody but yourself, do you?
You got it, Farrah. And I didn't come up here to be a dishwasher either. That wasn't part of my deal.
It wasn't part of your deal to fake IDs and hot wire cars either. Look, nobody's forcing you to do this. You can go home right now if you want.
Oh, well, see, my motorcycle is busted right now and I don't have any wheels.
We'll be happy to chip in and buy you a bus ticket.
As a matter of fact, I think I'll stay.
All right. Then you all agree to the conditions? Good. Yeah. Let's get out of here. If you think I'm enjoying this, you're mistaken. I'm sick about it.
Mrs. Garrett, if it'll help you feel any better, we're willing to forget the punishment.
Move it. This way, gang.
If you're looking for a bedtime snack, the kitchen's closed. It is way past the Twinkie curfew.
Good news, Howard. You don't have to look for help anymore. May I present your new busboy, dishwashers, floor moppers, potato peelers, onion slicers, food servers, and garbage haulers.
Welcome. I always say a woman's place is in the kitchen.
Oh, I bet his specialty is chauvinist pig.
Mrs. Garrett, I've never done menial work before. I don't know how you slice onions or take out the garbage.
Oh, it's not so hard. With onions, you cry a little. With garbage, you die a little.
Excuse me. I know it's kind of late, but I was answering your ad for a busboy.
You're hired.
Sorry, son. The position has just been filled.
We don't mind sharing the work.
Yeah. You'll wash and we'll watch.
Knock it off, girls.
Hey, no sweat, huh? Maybe next time? Bye-bye.
He's gone. We are really being punished for our sins.
You know, we could really use the help. Between working here and all our schoolwork, we'll hardly have time to breathe.
Or just rest. I need at least 8 hours sleep a night. If I'm dreaming I'm messing around with Michael Jackson, then I need 9.
That reminds me. Follow me, girls. I'll show you where you'll be sleeping. Thanks a lot, Howard. Ta-da! Here you are, girls. Your new home.
You are kidding, aren't you, Mrs. Garrett? I mean, this is just a joke, right?
Yeah, a little humor to brighten the situation. That's what I love about you, Mrs. Garrett. No matter how bad things are, you're always good for a laugh. She's not laughing. That's definitely a bad sign.
As I was saying, your new home.
But you gotta be kidding. This is a storage room.
Right. But once you clean it up and move some furniture in, it won't make such a bad pan. But of course, tonight, you'd better use your sleeping bags.
Where's the bathroom?
Out in the hall between us. Yeah, we'll have to share.
The five of us?
We'll use the take a number system.
Mrs. Garrett, I can't live under these conditions. I'm not like the other girls. I haven't had all the advantages of being poor.
Mrs. Garrett, can I say something?
What?
I'd like to be bused to a better room.
Me too. Aesthetically, it's the pits.
I just can't sleep in the same room with three other girls.
Why not? Just think of it as a permanent pajama party. Look, you know, you don't have to stay here. You do have a choice.
We do?
Yes. You can consider yourselves expelled and go home.
You know, this place has a certain offbeat charm.
I love it. I really love it.
Well, I still think it's a dump.
There's the door. Goodbye.
Okay, okay.
Well, look, girls, I'm inconveniencing myself, too. Yesterday, I had my own bathroom. Now, I have to be careful I don't get strangled by all the pantyhose. And let me remind you, I really went out on a limb for you girls.
We know, Mrs. Garrett, and we appreciate it.
Okay. Now look, like it or not, if you want to stay at Eastland, you're going to have to work it out. And you're going to have to do it yourselves. Don't expect any more help from me. Good night.
Thanks a lot. Before you came, everything was great. Since you've been here, we've been thrown in jail, put on probation, assigned to hard labor, and stuck in this room.
You've turned our lives into a nightmare.
We really didn't need this, you know.
Why don't you all just bug off?
How about if you bug off? You know what I came in here? You can move.
God bless our home.
Wanted me to wash all those dishes, he would have given me rubber hands.
Every bone in my body hurts. My arms, my legs, my back, my nose.
The nose hurts?
I fell asleep during algebra and my face hit the desk.
You think you got troubles? I fell asleep in gym class today and they used me as first base.
The thing I can't believe is this room. I tell you, the minute I get my bike fixed, I'm getting out of here.
Where would you go?
Back to New York.
What's so special in New York?
My boyfriend, that's what.
Everyone has a boyfriend.
Well, mine's the greatest. And we're really a thing, you know? But my mother doesn't think a girl my age should get that serious. So how does she break it up? Real easy. She sends me here to San Quentin.
That's a cold mama.
See, my mother just doesn't trust guys in general. She's a cocktail waitress and she gets pinched a lot.
Sounds like a great career.
She had no right to split us up. Annie and me love each other. I'm talking real love.
How long you been going with this guy?
3.5 weeks.
A lifetime.
Look, you know in 5 minutes if a guy's right for you. With Eddie, it didn't even take that long. See, we were at a dance with different dates. And we happened to look across the room at each other. Gee, it was just like Saturday Night Fever. Only it was a Friday.
That's so beautiful.
You know, Joe, you're not as tough as you pretend. I think deep down you're pretty sensitive.
Who are you calling sensitive? Just watch your mouth.
What are you so uptight about?
A lot of things, mainly you.
Me? Why me?
'Cause little by little you're moving into my space here. Keep your Saks Fifth Avenue rags out of my area. And the next time I find your shoes on my side, I'm gonna glue them together.
Would you be careful? Those are very expensive shoes.
Then keep them in a safe deposit box.
All right, girls, what's all the shouting about?
Could you tell Mrs. Onassis here to stay out of my way? With her face creams and cologne bottles and hairsprays. I tell you, I walk in here sometimes and I think I'm in a drugstore. I look around for the checkout stand.
She should talk. It's not easy sleeping next to Mr. Goodwrench.
Now, I told you girls to work it out yourselves, and I mean it. So make up your minds to do it. Like each other. That's an order.
Well, if it isn't the Four Stooges. And what fine mess have you gotten yourselves into today?
Come on, we're closing up. What do you want?
Oh, here, I'm on a diet. Just, one roll.
I've seen you in gym clothes. You got a lot more than one roll.
Just serve the food without the remarks.
But she started it!
Never mind. I don't want to hear another word out of you. Is that clear?
Blair, I can't stand to see you working this hard. Chained to the kitchen like a galley slave. It's so anti-woman. It's anti-human. Look at what I have on my finger. Ooh, that's a blister. Really? I've never seen one before. We'll try to hang in there.
String beans today, Molly.
I guess. How are you holding up?
It's real rough. But it's always been a rough life for my people. First Miss Jane Pittman, now me.
Okay, Tootie, Natalie, you can handle the rest of the line. Blair, Joe, would you start clearing the tables, please?
You okay, Tootie?
My back is out, my feet are killing me, my arms are numb, but am I unhappy?
Yeah. Waitress. Waitress, you can take my dish. I'm finished. And the silverware. And the glass. Would you mind cleaning up around here? It's a mess. Well, you're not a bad worker. Did you private parties?
Come on, Margo, lay off.
But I'm serious. I'm planning a party in a few months, and I could use someone like her. Good help is hard to find. Well, what do you say, Joe? Is it a deal? I mean, I can use somebody with, experience. You know, it's no surprise she's such a terrific waitress. I heard that's what her mother's been all her life.
You no good creep!
Wait a minute, Joe. Don't stoop to her level. A situation like this calls for rational, civilized behavior, befitting a school like Eastland, where dignity is our motto. What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting out of here.
Ah, don't let what Margo said bug you.
It's not that. That was just the clincher. A lot of things bug me. Just being here bugs me.
How are you gonna leave? Your bike is all taken apart.
I got this. It'll get me anywhere I want to go, and it doesn't need spark plugs.
thought what happened in the cafeteria just now would... I don't know, I thought we were in this together.
And we're a team? Us against them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not interested in teams. And if you're expecting pats on the back for that pie bit, I just want you to know I can take care of myself. I don't need any help from you.
Try to be nice to somebody. I broke a nail for you.
You ought to be happy I'm going. There'll be more room. And you can buy your hairspray by the gallon.
Come in.
Now, tomorrow I'd like you girls to... Am I interrupting anything?
Yeah, my departure.
Oh. I thought you were getting used to things around here.
Mrs. Garrett, nothing personal, but I just don't happen to like it here.
I'm really sorry you feel that way.
Why should you care how I feel? You're not my mother.
I know. You're not your mother either.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, from what I've heard, she's had things pretty rough, too. A divorce, having to support the both of you, a job she doesn't really like. But she stuck with it and managed to give you the best. She's not a quitter.
And you're saying I am?
You're leaving, aren't you?
Look, I know what you're trying to do, talking about my mother and all. You're trying to lay a guilt trip on me.
Guilt's a terrific weapon. Why waste it?
I suppose you think you're going to shame me into staying.
Well, I'm sure you're trying to.
Well, if I stay, and I'm not saying that I will, but if I stay, it won't be because anything that you said. I'd be doing it strictly out of respect for my mother.
Of course.
Because I happen to think that she's a very special lady, and I wouldn't want to let her down or anything.
Naturally.
Now, I got to do a lot of thinking about this, a lot of thinking.
Absolutely.
Okay, I thought it over. I'll stay. For now.
I like a girl who can make up her own mind.
What's going on?
What are you doing, Joe?
Will you give me a break, huh? A person can't even get a minute of privacy around here. She.
Good news and bad news, guys. The bad news is she was thinking of leaving. The good news is she changed her mind. Or is that the bad news?